Juneau International Airport is preparing for the arrival of app-based ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft. The state legislature passed legislation to allow rideshare companies to enter the Alaska market. The governor is expected to sign it. And this week, the airport's board approved a draft fee schedule that would charge companies like Uber and Lyft $100 a year to operate on airport property. It would also tack on a $3 surcharge on each fare to and from the airport. Airport manager Patty Watto says the board did its homework and the $3 fee is industry standard.
We want to meet the demand. We know it's imminent. If the governor signs the bill, we are looking to have these operators that will want to come into Alaska, into Juneau specifically, and probably operate. So we have to have something in place. And we'll look for comments and see if there's changes that need to be made.
The ride surcharge is a departure from how taxis are charged now. Conventional cabs pay at least $150 a year per vehicle, but there's no ride fee. So what do Juneau's cab companies think about tacking on a ride fee for Uber and Lyft?
That's hogwash. If that's the basis of it, then they should charge the tour companies, the shuttle companies, and everybody else the same fee.
That's Shane Williams, owner of Evergreen Taxi, Capital Cab, and Taku Taxi. He's against the ride surcharge on principle.
There is no return to the airport other than a sticker that they basically give to you to permit you to drop and pick up at the airport to all the companies that go out there. Why go after Uber and Lyft for any more money? They're not going to make any more money than the cabs. As a matter of fact, Uber and Lyft charge less.
Uber's Alaska manager released a statement Friday saying it's looking forward to finalizing an agreement with the Juneau Airport. And as the fee schedule is based on a template provided by Lyft, it's unlikely that company will protest. The airport manager says the board is also reviewing how it regulates all forms of ground transport servicing the airport.
Whether it's limos, whether it's shuttles, whether it's taxis and cabs. And the idea, and there was to collect data for about a year and then go back and see if we need to adjust or make changes to other ground transportations.
Public comment is open through June 21st. Then it will be sent to the Juneau Assembly for consideration. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.